Lego. What is good, everybody? I am, once again, your humble host of this wonderful evening here in my office. Kind of office, there's nothing back here. It's kind of my wall, but office. It's in production. You know, I am here on another very special episode of TZ's Table. I am thankful for all you guys who support the show, youtube.com/SoarCityPodcast, TZ's Table, which is another podcast on this wonderful show. I sit here and talk to some of my wonderful friends in music, wrestling, life, sports. You don't know who I'm going to have on here. I know everybody. I know a little bit of everybody and do a little bit of everything. So each and every week, you guys see me on this podcast. I'm always bringing in some great, useful people that I connect with in all walks of life. Right now, I would like to have on who has been one of my favorite entertainers, not just wrestlers, entertainers, in the game for a very, very, very long time. She's done her thing. She's very knowledgeable, smart, beautiful woman. She's always been on top of her game with everything she does. She's entrepreneurship. Her mind is way above everybody else's and how she's always been on top of her game. I've been watching, and a lot of times you watch certain people and you see how they move and how they promote things, whether it's business, how they carry their brand, and they're always a step ahead of everybody else, which a lot of people need to take notes from this woman on managing their brand.
Aww.
And she is also one of the dopest wrestlers in the ring. One of the sweetest people I've met in this game that has always had my back. So every time I see her, it's always been love. I'd like to introduce my friend, Miss Taya Valkyrie. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You know, first time we met was in 2019, 18. We was on a travel tour, PCW. Me and Swerve did a podcast out there for PCW.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the first time that we linked up. And that's the first time he's on. And the second time he came on the podcast, we was in Orlando. With you, John, Leo Rush came through. Shout out to him. And we all came and did the podcast together here. Now it's just me and you here. And I thank you first for coming on and giving me your wonderful time. You know,
no worries. I'm excited.
All right. So I like to break the ice with these questions. Everybody likes to go into different things and, you know, go deeper into questions. First of all, I gotta ask this question: how are you doing? How's life? Are you okay? Are you good?
I'm good. It's been a little chaotic lately, but I also thrive in chaos. So I am taking it in stride. I am putting, you know, the negativity and these things that have happened to the side, to the back, because they don't belong in my life anymore, and I'm just moving forward.
Amen. Amen. So let's you know, I'm doing good too. I'm doing the same. I'm pushing the
good.
Stay motivated. Push through. You got to push through. Staying motivated. Staying hungry.
Yes.
You know, and I'm worried about you know, other different chapters and things that we have to accomplish because we are
exactly
very different vessels of human beings that has many different talents and aspirations and things that we have to do. And I'm definitely
and passions and everything.
And passions, so. Absolutely. That shouldn't, you know, be vexed in any way. Let me ask you this question first of all. You're on an island, and this island is not an island that is, you know, not like Tom Hanks or Castle or anything like that. There's food and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you know, you're
talking to a volleyball yet. Okay.
No, you're not. No, you're not talking to a tree, and the tree like communicates with sap falling off the tree. No, you're good.
Yeah.
And you could take one album with you, but this album has to be of a genre that you're not necessarily either fond of or listen to much. So who are you taking? To give it a shot, basically.
Oh, gosh. Here's the thing. I actually am a person that doesn't have a specific genre of music that is like the only thing I listen to. I kind of listen to a lot of everything. Old stuff, new stuff, pop, R&B, hip hop. Everything. So I don't really know if there's particularly something like off the top of my head that I might have to like try, but maybe it would be like a country album because I'm not like super, super into that. I don't know. But then I'm Canadian and I like Shania Twain. I don't know. So, you know, I don't know. It would be, there's just so many. I don't just like one thing. I like a lot of things. So I don't know. Yeah, it's probably some kind of country album.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because everybody I ask that, it always revolves to country.
Really?
It's like the fourth person that said that, because it's like, I don't think that's everybody's like first choice. Unless you're in really deep into that. I think everybody normally say, oh, you know, I might try this George Strait album or Garth Brooks album that I always heard about, you know, Shania Twain or something like that. And you're like, you know, people normally go to country because that's not usually everybody's first choice. That's funny.
Yeah.
People say that. Okay. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Okay.
I'm a Catwoman person, so I just like that dynamic. Yeah.
Got you. Thanos or Incredible Hulk?
I'm going to go with Thanos because he's got lots of sparkly jewels.
Okay.
And everyone knows I love a little bling. So.
Got you. So, okay. Now, here's another unique question. He will not be mad at you either way. He can't get mad at you because this is a choice that is very, very once in a lifetime choice.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Your wonderful husband has a movie that he's acting in. He's in Hollywood. He's acting in his favorite movie. He's with all the action heroes. This is his dream picture. He's acting. He's doing
once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime film. And you said you wasn't going to miss a day. You gave your word to him. I'm going to be here through everything, through makeup, everything. Okay. Down the street, there's two shows going on, right? There's Michael Jackson, there's Prince, right across the street from each other, and then there's your husband's get together for his Hollywood show. What are you doing?
Well, is it John just on set filming, or is it like a party for the event? Like, is it the premiere?
Premiere.
Okay.
Michael Jackson and Prince are coming one time only to the where you're
at. I would probably tell John, listen, this is Michael freaking Jackson and Prince. How about we do the red carpet, look all hot in our outfits, and then we both ditch this party and go to these concerts.
There you go. You make two roles
and one appearances. You know, hello, yes, Entertainment Tonight, hello. And then you're like, please, and you get.
And then you're out of here. You're gone, right?
Yeah. We would know what would happen in the movie because he would have just been in the movie. And you can't tell me that I wouldn't have seen it before or cuts of it. So would anybody even really know if he left for like a few hours with me?
I don't care what anybody says. This man, Michael Jackson, had grown men crying.
Yeah.
Grown men standing there. The man wouldn't even perform it. He would just pop off the stage and stand still for 10 minutes. And everybody start crying. I ain't missing that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You could be mad.
I will admit there has been musicians who have brought me to tears. So, yeah.
It happens. You know, and I asked that question and somebody asked me, what would I do? It's like, look, my girl has got to be mad, man. If she's not going, I'm going. I'm not missing that. I'm not missing it. We can talk about that later. Okay, another thing here. What intangible do you think is required inside all entertainers to be successful? What must we all have as entertainers to be successful?
Stubbornness.
Great answer. Great. You don't hear that often.
You have to be stubborn, and I will say that throughout my career, my life in general, I think I've been stubborn because I'm so focused on what I want and what I know I am good enough to get or achieve or win or whatever it is, or a part in a movie or a TV show or whatever it is. But there has to be a level of stubbornness because this is a very hard entertainment as a whole. professional sports as a whole are so competitive, and you know, you have to be that one in a million, and you have to be stubborn enough to tell yourself, like, I am that one in a million.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing about yourself that I want to say a flaw, because I think we all grow as people, but one thing about yourself that you're willing to share about that you're working on to this day as a person, what is it? Is it patience? What could it be?
Especially with just how like the last year of my life has gone, I realize that sometimes I'm too much of a people pleaser. Like I'm like, yep, totally. And I will like stay late, do whatever, like, just because I'm like, I just want to make sure everybody's happy. And like, and then sometimes to my detriment, or like sometimes like, instead of just like allowing myself to really focus on myself, sometimes I'm just like kind of like, you know, a people pleaser. I don't know how else to say it. Right, but right. I sometimes need to learn to be a little bit more selfish and worry about me as a person.
So,
if that makes sense. I don't know. Like,
No, we all go through that. I think that in our respective fields, relationships are everything. And I think that sometimes within our fields, you can either do one or too much of the other thing. You can either be, like you said, too stubborn and not really get along and say no to everything and not and be cast as a hard person to work with.
Yeah, hard to deal with.
Right. Or you can do the opposite and everybody loves you, but you're not happy within yourself.
And you're like, it becomes also, for me, I've always thought of myself as, I'm very sensitive to like people's energy. Like I can walk in a room and I'm like, I feel like I know right away if I'm going to like get along with someone or not. And so sometimes when you're in these very competitive environments or in different workplaces, and because I'm so sensitive and because I like can just feel like it makes me tired. Like I become like, I don't know, like, you know, when you're just like spreading yourself too thin sometimes and like just you're giving so much, but then you're like get home and you're just like, oh my God, I can't even think straight kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how it becomes, because it's tough out here, man. And you got to think, man, we're like, I always say on every show, man, we are mercenaries, man. We are mercenaries for how we eat. We're our own bosses. We're our own managers a lot. We got to speak up for ourselves. We got to negotiate our own money a lot of the times, unless you have someone that you can trust.
And also like as a woman, like sometimes when you do stand up for yourself, you get viewed as being difficult, or you be viewed as, oh, she doesn't want to listen, or she's a bitch, or she's, you know, like all this kind of stuff. So you have to become like at least for me, it was like, sometimes I overthink what I'm going to say because I don't want to offend anybody, you know, and we live in a world where it's like, I can speak my truth and speak my how I feel about something, and then I will instantly get attacked by people who, honestly, if I saw them on the street, would I ask their opinion about anything that has to do with me? Absolutely not. So why do I care? But it's just, we live in like this crazy time of like, I do think it is, and that's why I'm trying to be more like, you know, speak my truth and be strong and powerful as the woman that I know that I am, as opposed to just kind of sitting back and being like, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, let's give a shout out to the people that might not be seen. And this is what I like to do. I like to give people the roses that might not, they're not on your Instagram every day, or they might be, or people in your life. Who are some people in your life that, you know, you could pick up that phone and they might not be the most famous person in the world, but who's that person? Who's those people in your life? Shout out to the strong friends. Who are some of the people that you can call on when you're having a downtime that can keep your spirits high?
I always call or text my bestest group of girlfriends in Canada, in Calgary, Alberta, Mandy, Brittany, Heather, Sherry. And we have our like little text group, and we would talk, and they are not related to like anything to do with wrestling, with entertainment or anything. So anything like I bitch to them about or like share, or if I'm sad or if I'm stressed out, like because they're so disconnected from it, they just know me for me. They've known Kira since like I was 17 years old kind of thing. So they just know me before all this stuff. They've known me struggling and succeeding and struggling again. And like, they've just kind of been on this journey with me. And I feel like they're the people that ground me the most and are also just like honest with me and not, they're not going to sugarcoat stuff with me either. Like they just will tell me the truth about how they think about something or just be there to listen to me and be the friends that I need in certain situations.
Those are the best friends to have because there's no biased opinion. There's no, they're not going to look at me. They're not going to answer your question on the entertainment type side of things.
No, they're just remembering me as like, you know, the ballet major for the University of Calgary that bartended on the weekends.
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Right. Like, yeah, like I have my friends where it's just like, I'm talking to my friends and like, I have one of my friends where I just go back to my old wrestling fan days. It's like we used to share VHS tapes together and we just watched wrestling all day. Old Undertaker, like 1997 tapes. And we just, he's nowhere in the wrestling business, but I ended up being around it. But he, every time I talk to him about stuff, he just talks to, he's like, he knows Antoine, the big headed little kid that thought he was Kurt Angle when he was a kid. And my head's still big as hell, by the way. And he's still, you know, he's still, he knows me for me. So that's a great thing to be able to have those people in your life.
Yeah. And it's so important. And sometimes, you know, when we're so into our work world and we're just like concentrating so hard, you kind of get a disconnect from these people. But I know that those girls I can call or text at any time of the day or whatever, or not talk to them for months. And it doesn't matter. Like, it's just like the same as it always has been kind of thing.
Absolutely. Let's switch it up really quick to this question. It's now 2021, about to be 2022. How many years, count, give me a number. How many years before we're actually living like the Jetsons with the cars flying over in space?
I mean, I've seen some crazy robot videos on like Instagram. I mean, at this point I don't even know, but if you think about 10 years ago to 20 years ago about how like phones, internet, all that stuff was, I'm totally dating myself, but then the amount of growth that we've seen in it, you know, electronics and science and aliens and all this stuff, like I don't think we're that far off. I mean, people are going to space as like a vacation now or something, right? Like, or launching themselves up just to come down. Like, I'm like, I mean, 5 years ago, if someone said that, I'd be like, what? Why?
I'm just waiting to be sitting in space and just riding in like the Jetsons cars.
Your music video, a Swerve.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. See, I still got a lot to learn. She marketed that better than I did. And I'm sitting right there next to the dude. Like that's crazy. That's crazy. I need to step my game up. That was sharp, my friend.
Got it.
Yo.
But yeah, I don't think we're that far off from it. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be accessible to everybody, unfortunately. But, you know, human development and learning about the world and learning about, you know, robots and all this kind of stuff. And if we're going to live like the Jetsons, it's kind of fun. So,
absolutely.
You know? We will see.
You know, you have a very nice ensemble there of the way you address very nice. You look very, very amazing as
yes, very usual. Like New Jersey housewife realness happening right now.
Okay, so tell me about your love for fashion. What was your passion for fashion, as they say? What got you into that?
So I've always been a very eccentrically dressing person. There's literally photos. I would get picked on in elementary school, and this you can ask my mom. I would get picked on in elementary school because I would buy and pick out clothes that were just like very fashion forward, outside of what the normal 10-year-old was wearing. You know, like if I had this purple rain jacket, it was from The Gap. But it was purple. Yeah, The Gap. The Gap came to Victoria, British Columbia. It was very exciting.
That was it. Absolutely. Yeah. That's it.
So it was like purple rain jacket. And I just was obsessed with it because it was like really shiny lavender kind of color. And like kids made fun of me for wearing it to school. And I had like neon tights and silver platform shoes. And I thought I was a Spice Girl and like, you know, all this kind of stuff. Ginger Spice was always my favorite because she was the one that dressed the more, you know, crazy direction. So I've just kind of always expressed myself through my clothes. And I think that the costuming side of it, me having grown up as a ballerina and in musical theater and all these kinds of things, my dance teacher when I was little was actually, I think she had like a degree in costume design. So the costumes my poor mother had to make for us were crazy. And so I've always known and in my head, like that, like showmanship and all this kind of stuff that I love. It's like, I just love dressing for the occasion. I love creating a statement. If everybody's looking at me, cool. Even if they think it's weird, I don't care. Like, I feel like I'm a very Lady Gaga inspired person.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah. That's a dope and comparison.
I just really enjoy colors and patterns and different costumes from different countries and cultures and different music artists. And I go to concerts literally to see. I went to the Gwen Stefani concert, for example, in Vegas. She just finished her residency there. And I was just taking pictures. Like, I'm a huge Gwen Stefani fan. And I took so many pictures of every outfit that she wore because I get inspired for my character stuff from all these wonderful artists. So it's just always been a thing. I don't know. Like, I'll watch, you know, the Met Gala and be taking pictures of everything and sending them off to, like, my seamstresses, bless their souls. Because they have to deal with me. And like, I have color palettes that I find and I send, like, I'm like, I want to look like a creamsicle ice cream, or I want it to be like I'm a glass of Cabernet. Like, I love talking about clothes, obviously. And I love just creating visual moments for every person. I feel like professional wrestling and entertainment, musical artists, everybody are creating visual moments. When you go to a concert, you're in a visual experience. And I feel like that's how people should look at wrestling too.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because you said Gwen Stefani, and that's who, when I see pictures and I see the way that you dress, that's who I see. Cause that's one of my favorite artists. So I see, that's why I thought the inspiration came from. Like, for me.
Yeah, she's freaking a legend. Like, you just, absolutely. I look at, like, everything from when she first started in No Doubt, Orange County, California, to, like, you know, to now, everything is just, like, I just wish that I could just, like, be her best friend and wear all her clothes, but not no, that that's creepy or anything, but
no,
like,
no, not at all, not at all. I feel, you know, there's certain people that I revere and that, you know, in the world of entertainment that, like, I would love to just talk to Snoop Dogg about anything, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just to pick his brain. I don't need any. Yeah. I don't need anything else. Just to have a conversation with him because he's been relevant since I was a baby. You know what I mean? So, like, how did
the creative process of everybody is so different. And so I always like you're saying, like, picking someone's brain. Like, if I could sit with Gaga over a glass of champagne and some brunch and figure out how she decided to dress in a meat dress, like, I'd love to know why. Like, I just think that that's fun, and that's like learning from icons and gaining inspiration. And, like, you know, if someone says that my costumes inspire them, like, this is this trickle down effect, and I just love it. It creates magic and creating these experiences for the fans. And I also just, it's like a game for me to think, okay, I have this idea. Oh, I really like this outfit in this movie, or this idea, or what if I combine it with this, and it's a hybrid of these two things. And, like, I think about this stuff constantly, to the point that sometimes John's just like, where did he come up with this? And I'm like, listen, I don't know. Just one day it came to me. I have files in my phone that are like Taya style inspos, Frankie style inspos, this, like, just notes upon notes of stuff. But that's what I love to do. So.
Okay. So we're going to have some fun here with this question here. This leads me to this question. That's why I asked you this. We're going to do something called Build a Song.
Okay.
So you get hit up, you know, Taya Valkyrie, look, you have an unlimited budget.
Woo!
And, it's not just a regular song. This is a studio experience. The record label's like, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to start from the very beginning. We're going to let you pick the singer of this song. Now, you got three choices.
Okay.
Lady Gaga, Gwen Stefani, Mariah Carey. Who are you choosing for your theme song?
I think I would pick Gaga.
Okay.
I think I would pick Gaga because I feel like her, especially during her like early pop phase, or even the recent stuff where she was like with Ariana Grande and they were aliens on a planet. That whole dance, by the way, I learned during quarantine by myself. I think it's the Rain On Me music video. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
No, so like, I think I would pick Gaga because I think that she would execute like a little bit of a crazier visual. A little bit crazier. And I think that, you know, I love Mariah Carey, Little Heartbreaker, you know, All I Wanted for Christmas Is You, like, whatever.
Yeah, around Christmas time, she's available, right?
Yeah, she just woke up after Thanksgiving, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, so, absolutely. That's where she makes her money.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that I would pick Lady Gaga. But then if we wanted to do, you know, the country version, I would go maybe with a Gwen Stefani because of Blake Shelton.
Got you. Okay. Now, let me add to this. Now, okay. The label's like, okay, no problem, Ty. We'll take care of that. We'll get Lady Gaga to sing. Now, you have to pick a famous rapper to do a rap verse on the song. You get three choices.
Okay.
You get three choices here. I'm going to pick three random people, and you're going to have to choose between one of them.
Okay.
Pitbull, Flo Rida, or Big Pun?
You didn't give me like a Megan Thee Stallion in there? Come on.
Okay. You know what? I will do this differently.
Okay.
I will scratch that. I will pick all women.
Okay.
Let's do it that way. This is a Tyus song. This is a Tyus song.
Girl power,
all women. pardon me, everybody. Normally, I'm sharper than this. You know what I mean? You know, I got from the gym. I did shoulders. Excuse me.
I would have picked Pitbull, though, because he kind of just, like, he's the hype guy, and he would, you know, hype her up, and it'd be fun.
She's like, yeah, we'll just get past his part. Yeah, we'll just get past it. Let's see. Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, let me do let me add a little abstract out there. Missy Elliott.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Got her.
Yeah. One person.
I can't have them all three. Can't we wear like, you know, cool outfits and dance around? And
if you want them to come out, to everybody that's humming and snapping, that's the whole budget right there.
You said I had no budget.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you have no budget. This is all about. Yeah, this is all fun.
I want all three.
Okay.
Just like pro wrestling, we're going to overbook this music video.
Absolutely. She's like, okay, you can do the background of this part. You can do the background of this part. You can sing on this part. You know what? Maybe they can form a little group for this song. So you have Lady Gaga. Well, this is going to be like Lady Marmalade type song. This is going to be all
that. I was like, is this like almost like a version of that? Which I'm totally okay with. That's absolutely great.
Okay. So you know what? You're going to have the highest budget theme song of all
time. Extravaganza.
Extravaganza, right? So you have Lady Gaga, you have Meg, Cardi, and Missy Elliott on the song.
The legend, right? Who is Missy Elliott. Yeah.
Now, here's the last question.
Okay.
Who is the male counterpart in the video, music video, that is not your husband?
Oh! You're going to be in so much trouble. But like, what is the angle with the guy? Like, what is it? Are we best friends? Like, I need some details.
Well, this is your video. You get to choose. This could be HBO late night, or it could be walk at the carnival. Like, walk at the carnival. It's your choice. This is your video.
All right,
your
I'm going to say this, and I know that John's going to get so upset. I'll put Michael B. Jordan in my music video.
Michael B. Jordan. Yo, women love that dude, man.
He's hot.
Women love Michael B. Jordan, yo. I swear. Shout out to him, man. He got the glow. He got it. Some guys just got it, man. They ain't even got to try. They got it, man.
Yeah, and it's like, he just seems like he's a nice guy, too. I'm just like, oh, you know.
That Killmonger role did it for you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got some aggression to him. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
John, I love you.
Absolutely. I was like, you know what? I was like, she's going to pick John. Let me add a caveat to that question. That's funny. Because It's just theater.
It's for fun, guys. It's an imaginary world where I can afford Lady Gaga, Missy Elliott, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion,
and Michael B. Jordan in the video. She's got it. This is 25 trillion views. She don't got to wrestle ever again if she don't want to after this. Oh. This is over. It's after this song comes out, it's a wrap. That's number one on Billboard. She's super rich. She's gone. She's out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Bye.
You're out of here. Like, you come back to the rest of wrestling. What's that? You're gone.
I'm winning Grammys.
I'm winning Grammys. Right? You have to watch it. Like, who's that? Yeah, she was a professional wrestler now. She's gone.
She's a megastar.
She's a megastar now. Like, she's with Gwen Stefani and Lady
Superstar?
Gaga.
Superstar? No.
Megastar. Yeah. You know what's funny, right? Is we get into these all walks of life, and we all have different hobbies and many things that we love to do and different passions. We talked about your fashion, and you know, you also have your own clothing line as well. Now, let's talk about this clothing line. I'm slacking. I need to buy some merch. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna
lie. Okay.
I'm not gonna be like, yeah, I got every shirt. And then you'd be like, go show me one. I'm like, oh, it's not here. But I honestly have to buy some of the merch. I have to support your brand. I definitely
Thank
will do
you.
That. That is noted to me. I will definitely do that. Tell me a little bit about your brand, your clothing line, and how's that going?
So, as some may know or may not know, I started Loca by Ty Valkyrie in the spring of, like, we were 2 months into quarantine of 2020. I started literally out of my house. I was hand dyeing every single piece of clothing, packaging it, everything. So I did that for like all of last year, all of 2020. And then was 2021 started, obviously, when I got signed to WWE, I kind of like shifted the direction because I needed help because I couldn't just do everything myself. And I'm excited to kind of refocus on 2022 and just kind of elevate the brand, bring in some different stuff. It's all like streetwear, loungewear, comfy stuff. But yeah, I just really want to focus back on that. I had so much fun, like, actually making everything that I feel like I really need to go back into that because it was very, like, soothing to me and it's relaxing and it's fun. And I have my little, we're in my office right now. And like, I was a fashion student at the time too. So I'm going to go back and finish my fashion degree that I started now that I have more time, because I think that you can never be too educated on something. And, you know, I want to be really good at this. I want to be really good at anything that I commit to. And, you know, these clothes have my name on them. And I really think it's time to just step it up. You know, I've always been a hustler. I always find ways to, you know, make ends meet, surpass what anyone expects. And I'm just going to continue to do that in 2022. So you can check it out at tyvalkyrie.com. We have some styles up still in time for Christmas. And then just be ready that, get on that mailing list, and in the new year, we'll have some new designs for everybody.
Well, you know what? I'm definitely getting on it because I said I would, and this is family right here. And I was slacking on my pimping. It was not, you know what I mean, not supporting that like I should be. So next music video that you have seen with me on there, I will definitely be wearing some of the merchandise.
Yes,
that is my word.
Perfect.
That is
Speaking of music videos.
Well, so. How can I say this? John Connor and myself. We, if you guys are not familiar with my big bro, John Connor, formerly of Aftermath, Dr. Dre, things of that nature, and myself, formerly of Rough Riders, DMX, things of that nature, back in my old days when I was a young lad. I was, you know, we decided to come together. And we decided to work on this tape called War, which is called Wrestling, Ambition, and Respect. And we have a song that we did. Shout out to Don C, who made the beat. And out of North Carolina. And we have a song called Morris and the Valkyrie that we wrote. I had this idea. I said, we need a song for a couple. But being as privy as to I am in this game, I wanted to make sure those people that I liked. So so I said, who's together and who's likely to stay together? So then I said, Swerve, I think the only people I can think of that is like been rocking together a long time and I don't see nothing happening. God, you know, it's more said the time. Plus I know them and they are cool. I said, bro, let's do it. So we did the song and I said, Swerve, send it over to them. See what they think. And
sent it to me and I was like, it's so good.
Kept the language clean. We kept it as like a love good. Story, like a love story of two people that rely on like need each other, want each other, and rely on each other. Like
partners in crime. I think you
partners in crime. And
you know, Bonnie and Clyde in there or something too.
Absolutely, you know, and more of like a story of two people when two great energies connect, what can happen. And I wanted to keep that story of two equal playing fields of two, a wonderful woman and a wonderful man come together. And John followed the lead and on the record. And I cannot wait until we shoot the video for that one.
Yeah.
That one, we already talked to John. We will come out to you in LA and we will figure it out.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I just love the song so much. And I'm like, I just want people to hear it. So we gotta get it done. Gotta get it done.
So
I'll talk
to John. I was like, well, I said, John, we need a new atmosphere. We don't need to do this the same way to where it's like, it's in Orlando over by such and such. Nah, we need to go out there. We need to get
there. You mean we're not going to shoot it in Baldwin Park?
Yeah, right. Right. And, you know, insert white backdrop here where everybody does their photos. We're going to go get some of the LA air, the California air.
Yes.
And we're going to come out there and we're going to play something for early 2022. And I know a few directors out there that are really good with videos too. And we're going to invest in that and make that a movie. Sweet. I think all four of us should get together and like make this kind of like a, like, you know, I know John's in the movies and stuff, whatever we could do to make this like a story.
Absolutely.
Let's put our cinematic
something, you know, I just think that that's so fun. And, you know, we just want to be just being as creative as possible going into this new year. And I think that that's a great way to get it going. No,
I think a movie that is co-directed by four different wonderful minds and how we move, and I think that'd be dope. I think it'll be different from anything people will say. I just know what our four minds, it just would be such a different type video that surrounds the song. And it's so like more of a story-based song instead of just standing in front of your car like, yo. Standing in front of the, you know the standards.
Driving down Rodeo Drive.
Driving down
Beverly Hills.
Driving down the car or standing in front of the Stand in front of the song and somebody in the background's like, pop, 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 pop.
The Hollywood sign, like, woo.
Yep. The regular gangster videos where it's like 17 guys, one guy has no shirt on. He's got the, you know, he's just standing back there all tough.
I mean, John is probably not going to have a shirt on.
Well, at least, you know, well, the way he's in shape, he doesn't need to. So he's okay. He can get by. You know, he can get by. We could definitely make that work. You know what I mean? We could definitely make that work. Because he wrestles without a shirt on for a living. So he's good to go. And I'm sure you're not complaining. So
No,
that's
fine.
It's
fine with me.
Absolutely. So you know how it goes. So speaking of music videos, that album will be out in April. That album will be out, the song will be out in April. I'm gonna talk to John, see if we can get out there February, March sometime, get the video done.
Absolutely.
And put that out for with the release of the project, and we're gonna work that out. We're gonna get that done. You got my word on that one, because that I gotta see that come to life. That song
is
worth it.
I think it'll be just something so fun, and I'm just excited. And the song is really, really good, so I want to make sure that the video is on that level.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for one, taking the time to listen to it, because, you know, and getting your feedback, because sometimes you do things that people just like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? Or don't even acknowledge it. You know what I mean? And the fact that you took the time to acknowledge it, to listen to what we were saying and to know what we're saying.
Yeah. And I sent it to my mom and she loved it. She's like, oh my gosh, who wrote this?
Oh, this like Swerve homie. This Swerve homie. He did good. This Swerve homie.
Yeah. Well, my mom knows Swerve, but she calls him Killshot from Lucha Underground. So I'm like, okay. If I say Swerve, she's like, who? I'm like, Shane. And she's like, who? I'm like, Killshot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, these Killshot's people. They're good. Yeah. So, you know, thank you again for all the support with that. And it means a lot to me. You know, it means a lot to know that I sat down in this chair where you're looking at me right now, and I wrote this song right here. And it's funny. I sat here, I was just like, huh, I listen to music. I'm like, I got something. Then I start typing. Yeah, I date myself. I'm still typing my music out. Everybody, you know, I still type my music. My handwriting's terrible. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to the studio and do this. So I recorded it and I sat with it. I listened to it about 20 times. Like, it feels good. It felt as good as when I wrote it. You know what I mean? I sat with it.
Good.
And, you know, Morrison and Valkyrie coming soon, guys. So, you know.
Coming soon.
Coming very, very soon.
MTV.
Actually, that is a... I got an email. I'm going to talk to you.
We can make some things happen.
I'm going to talk to you because, I got a special idea that could happen. So, in other news and other great things, you have, you know, you've always been transcendent in what you've done. You've always moved in a different way with your brand and in the way that you move, because there's many people that are in our line of work that they're missing like the business part of things. And a lot of times they might be very, very athletic, or they might be very good musicians, but a lot of times the brand doesn't match what their talents are. Your brand matches everything that your talents are, and you have a special way of formatting that. And also I see John with the way that he does his marketing and the way that he does his thing with his movies and the way that, and his you know, his comedy and everything that he does. You guys are very, very multi-talented, skilled people.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and what you guys do. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, when you were younger, you also said, you know, when you were born, you shopped at the Gap when you was younger, and you always had this eccentric type mind. Tell me a little bit about your multi-talents. How'd you become so multi-talented?
I don't know. I just think I've always been a creative kid. Like, my parents put me in all the dance classes and the musical theater, and I was doing choreography competitions when I was 9 and winning. And I've just always kind of been a creative person. I take.
She said, and winning.
And winning.
She said, not just competing. She won too, y'all.
Winning.
She made sure she said that.
Several times. she's a humble queen, I swear. But I just always have been creative, and I like making things and creating, like I said, moments for people and telling stories. That's what this is all about. Music is telling a story. Wrestling is telling a story. I feel like dance is telling a story. Everything is, you know, and I've just kind of evolved through the years to who I am now. I do think that John and I have two very different ways of our creative minds think very differently. Wow. Whereas I can make decisions a little bit faster, as he'll like really like be, you know, 100 pages of notes. Right. And I'm just like, no, it's gotta be this. And then I like make changes. Like, we think about our, just the way we are creative are two very different ways. So it makes for interesting like collaborations and stuff like that. And, you know, it's good because we have a little bit of both, and, you know, we can help each other out when, you know, if something does need to be more detailed, I'm going to go to John and be like, so like, what about this? And like, he'll just ask questions and, you know, make me think about things a little bit more in depth. And if something needs, like, business needs to get done, I'm the one.
Now, this is a great dynamic here. This is a great thing, because I've learned how to do both for different reasons. And it's funny because Swerve is, I use Swerve, for example, my guy. Swerve is more the detailed, he'll sit down, he'll break down every single thing of the situation before the idea happens, but he'll go out and do it and we'll get it done immediately. Me, I'm like, look, I don't do a podcast at 6, let's do it, we'll edit it later, whatever you don't like, we'll cut it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just have to do it. And then be the template and then be like, okay, we'll work from here and improve from how it looks. You know what I mean? Like, I've just always been that way. But I'm the complete opposite when it comes to analyzing others and what competition's doing. I sit back like a sniper and I'm just like, watch it. What everybody does. And I'm like very detailed. And I just look at the way humans are wired and I'll say, he's going to mess up this. Or she's going to do great at that. But I just off what people's personalities are. You know what I mean? Because in business, everybody is very, very tough in what we do to sit back and just watch other people move. It's very tough. Because in order to have a scale of what, not saying you're comparing your competition or not competing or comparing what you do to everybody. You're doing your own thing. You're doing it for yourself. But it's also a part of you that has to see what is culturally relevant. What's happening?
Yeah, I am very aware of like what is going on in out in the world. Right. Sometimes like I read too much about it.
Me too. I'm the same way.
Because I just want to know. I want to know what, especially when it comes to fashion, like you have to be ahead of everything.
Yep.
And sometimes I'll pick things and then all of a sudden like three, and everyone thinks it's weird. And then 3 months later, people are doing it. And I'm like, I told you.
Absolutely.
I told you. Absolutely. But I think when I have a vision for something, I know what it is. Like I can see it if I'm shooting, a promo or whatever the project is, or even content. Like I'm very specific on what I want. And I'm detailed in that way, but I want to execute it like now. Like I think how you said, like, we got to do this. We're doing this right now. Like, okay. And then I go back exactly like you and edit everything together. Cause I don't need a shot list or something. And maybe that's wrong. I don't know. I'm sure if I did a movie, I would need a shot list, but you just have to kind of pick your battles. Sometimes things you have tons of time to do and sometimes you don't. And I don't want to waste time. I'm busy. I have stuff. And like, I just know that what I'm putting out there, I always have to be proud of and always know that that's the best version of it that it could be. And let it speak for itself.
So are you the type of person that you do everything off the head and then just kind of see it from there? Or do you write everything? Do you write it down?
I write notes in my phone in the notes section, but they're very, and also I come up with ideas sometimes at all hours. So I have to make sure, or just I'm watching a movie and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'll just like, I have like an idea note and it's like this scene from this movie or this, what she was wearing here. Or what about this character? For example, I was watching, this is like 2 months ago, we watched Black Swan for the first time in like forever.
Right.
And how the girl, like, she loses herself because she's striving for perfection and like how she wants to, be so perfect that she ends up dying, and it's like this kind of spiraling mental, game that she's playing with herself. And I always thought like, when I think about Taya's La Huera Loca is kind of this different, crazier version of Taya. So I always was like, oh, that's an interesting, like, way of thinking about losing yourself and becoming like this crazy person. So yeah, I don't know, stuff like that. Like I just kind of, sometimes it's absolutely completely unplanned, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that totally reminds me of this. Or like, and I play those kind of ideas off one another in order for me to have like the vision itself.
Got you. That's funny because that's how normally it works for me too. I sit down, I think about it. I say, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to see. I'd rather have it out and then critique it from when it's out than try to do the opposite and kind of not know. There's pluses and minuses to each side.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But there's no wrong answer. It's just how you're wired. You know what I mean? And I've just been wired to like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to scale back from there and see what I can do. But I would rather have it out and not have that thing of feel like I'm holding on to something, because the negative with that, the positives with it is that you get it out there and that you don't get to hold on to something and question it too much. You get to just do it.
Yeah.
And maybe
get reactions and see what people think. Right. And does it work? Does it not work? Like,
because sometimes you can hold on to something so long and nitpick it, and then by the time you put it out, and it might not get the feedback or it didn't come out the way you thought it did, you have to go back to the drawing board and wait another 2 months sometimes. Now,
and also, like, even with social media nowadays, things are moving at a speed of like a million miles a minute. And so if you hold on to some idea for like a week, then someone else could also be brilliant and have the idea. Or like, it just isn't relevant anymore. And it's not even if, like, everyone's like, okay, but like, you know, that was last week. Think about how fast trends change on social. Like, it's insane. So if, in order to keep up, sometimes we gotta go.
Absolutely. You know, last few things here I want to say, and I want to just do this as far as inspiring others really quick. You get a chance to go into this mirror of life, and you are who you are now, and you're sitting back to that. You see, you wake up one morning, and as you the way you are now, you're getting ready for your day, and you're sitting down, and across from you is 10-year-old Taya.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see yourself in your past, and you get to talk to yourself, and you get limited time. You get like 5-10 minutes with yourself. You know, what do you tell young 10-year-old Taya now that you've lived your life? What do you tell her? What piece of advice you give her?
I would say just to keep believing in yourself. And I think also just because when I was young, I dealt with bullying. I was really short and small. I know it's weird now that I'm a tall human being, but I got picked on a lot. And so I had a lot of self-doubt, and I had a lot of just like, I never thought I was pretty enough, or I never thought I was good enough, but I kept pushing and pushing because that's just the type of person that I am. And I would just tell her to keep pushing, and the hate, it just needs to run off of you, because you're going to become so wonderful at what you love to do, which is create, which is to be an artist, that, you know, all of these little things are just going to be fragments of moments in your past, and they don't mean anything. And just to keep pushing forward with the one vision in mind, and everything will work itself out. The universe always has a plan.
It always works itself out. Now, before you leave the room, that the younger you disappears, is you 30 years from now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared too. Listen. What question do you have for you 30 years from now?
That's like really scary to think about. I'd probably just be like, did I make all my dreams come true?
Great answer.
And because that could be so many different things. I have dreams, professional dreams, personal dreams, you know, dreams of traveling, and dreams of being successful, and dreams of being with my parents. And you know what I mean? Like, but then I would give it like the, did I make all my dreams come true?
Amen. Amen. I'd probably be like, damn, bro, you still got it. Huh? I see you got a little gray right there, but you know, you're not bad.
I'd be like, wow.
not bad, kid.
Taya, you look good.
you know, you're not bad, man. You look good, man. You still got a little bit of hair on your head. All right, bro. No, not bad. You know what I mean? You know, it's been an honor to have you on this show. And I always try to keep things light with my guests. I always try to, you know, spend my hour of time with someone and just give them their flowers. I believe that we have to start in this game, since our social medias don't do it sometimes. Everything's always criticism, or that's like all of it is. Shout out to the people who do tweet positive things about.
Yes, please.
For those folks, like, from entertainer to entertainer, it's not always about competition. It's not always about, you know, we all got to support each other. I think that the same way you, not saying unions and different things, but we all got to be unionized in supporting each other too.
But absolutely, because this is hard. It's very hard.
This is hard in what we're doing. And, you know, like I said, you can go to the neighborhood grocery store and become an assistant manager. You know exactly what you're doing every day, who you're in charge of, what your duties and roles are. In our field, we're mercenaries. We live off of what we eat, what we kill out here. And we have
to. And it's a constant push.
We're always hunting in the field for our next meal out here as entertainers. So, you know, I want to give you your flowers. You are an amazing fashion designer, athlete, guest, host, wife, amazing person.
Thank you.
Anything you ever need from me, I'm here. You got my number.
I appreciate it. And this was very felt like therapeutic. It felt good to talk to you. So I feel like I got to a little bit, you know, absolutely. Whatever that means,
that's,
but
yeah, that's all I try to do. You know, yeah. I don't, you know, we
a conversation. It's just a conversation. And, yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you being so positive and supportive. And I just hope all the best for you too, moving forward.
Thank you. Tell everybody where they can follow you, you know, hit you up for any business or fancy.
Yeah, find me. You can buy Loca by Taya Valkyrie at TayaValkyrie.com, as well as you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Taya Valkyrie. And for booking and information about me for appearances or wrestling or acting or whatever, you can get me at TayaValkyrie@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. You know, thank you for joining us on this episode of TZ's Table. I love to bring my friends, my homies on the show. Great people in the walks of life of what we do. You guys want to hit me up for any motivational speaking, any music things, anything of that nature, music, things of that nature, MontezyTV@gmail.com. Anything for the group, me, Swerve, music-wise, anything group, SwerveCityPodcast@gmail.com. Follow me at TZ Jones on everything, Twitter, Instagram, things of that nature. Follow the podcast, Swerve City Podcast. And, you know, you'll see us very, very soon with more work and stuff that we are doing. And also look out for that Morrison and Valkyrie video coming very, very soon, me and John Connor. That is in the universe now. Got to make that happen. Make this a mini movie. And, you know, thank you again, family. I will be checking in with you very soon. Hope to have you back sometime.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a great one. Now let go.